Good morning, and welcome to Greater Good. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, from the Flagstaff offices of Sunsound of Arizona. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being, and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. How to forgive your partner, even when it's hard. Couples who can be more forgiving and let go of grudges tend to be more satisfied with their relationships. By Jill Suddy, February 25th, 2025. Even in the most loving relationships, there will be times when you are hurt or angered by your partner's behavior. This can range from smaller annoyances to larger betrayals. If they say the wrong thing, act irresponsibly with money, shirk childcare responsibilities, or express little sexual desire, for example. While conflicts or unmet expectations may stress your relationship, it's important to remember that even big rifts need not be fatal. If you can learn to work through your difficult feelings of anger and blame and find forgiveness for your partner, it may help your relationships not just survive, but thrive. Even in situations where leaving a relationship may be advisable, for example, if there is ongoing lying and betrayal, forgiveness may still be beneficial to you. Unfortunately, many of us don't think of forgiving when we've been wronged. In part, that may stem from misunderstandings about what forgiveness in a relationship means, says researcher Fred Luskin, director of Stanford University's Forgiveness Project. We confuse forgiving with condoning what happened, or believe it's only necessary in situations where we plan to reconcile with our partner. We may even see it as a sign of weakness, leaving us open to further mistreatment. But in truth, forgiveness is none of those things, says Luskin. Instead, it's a conscious choice to help yourself by loosening your grip on rumination, blaming your partner, or wanting vengeance because of what happened. By working on forgiveness, we soothe ourselves, open up a path to inner peace, and potentially help heal our relationship, if we choose to stay in it. The benefits of forgiveness in relationships. In long-term relationships, we get plenty of opportunities to get upset about one thing or another. Two human beings, no matter how in love they aren't going to consistently meet each other's expectations, says Luskin. But we shouldn't always equate our disappointment with our partner being at fault. A lot of what goes on in a relationship is that we just see it wrong and we blame people when they haven't done anything, says Luskin. Understanding that I'm with a fallible, flawed human is the underpinning of long-term successful couples. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't acknowledge harm or should talk yourself out of standing up for yourself. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, despite the popular saying, forgive and forget, says Luskin. Instead, it's a way of being clear-eyed and making wise choices. There's something about forgiveness that looks bad behavior in the eye, names it, allows oneself to feel it, but fully moves on from it, says Luskin. That's a quality of maturity, sacrifice, sometimes commitment, that can help relationships grow. In line with this thinking, research has found that being more forgiving helps us to maintain our relationships, in part by decreasing negativity and motivating us to make more effort to improve them. As we age and strong relationships become even more important for our health, forgiveness seems to help us feel more satisfaction in our relationships too. Those who are more forgiving tend to be better at resolving their conflicts and enjoy happier, more satisfying partnerships. In fact, Luskin says, being able to forgive matters more for preserving long-term relationships than other things you might expect to matter, like agreement around how to spend money. The crucial thing, which surprises me, is how important forgiveness is for long-term successful relationships of any kind, he says. We are not usually taught that. Forgiveness also seems to be good for us as individuals, too. More forgiving people tend to have greater well-being and better mental health. By practicing forgiveness, we let go of residual pain and grief and find a way to move on with our lives beyond suffering. The thing about forgiveness that makes it so critical is that when we do it, it's the last stop on the train, says Luskin. You're no longer ensnared in a problem. You've resolved it, and that's huge. What gets in the way of forgiveness? That doesn't mean that everyone is ready to forgive, though, or that forgiveness is always the right choice for you. How hard it is to forgive our partner can depend on a lot of things, including how serious we feel that transgression is. For example, we might be willing to forgive a spouse if he's constantly late for dinner and making us wait, but find it harder to forgive his infidelity. How easy it is to forgive may also depend on whether the transgression was a one-time occurrence or is ongoing, or on whether they sincerely apologize and agree to make amends. For example, it might be easier to forgive a partner who apologizes for drinking too much one night and making a fool of herself, but harder to try to forgive her for refusing to seek treatment for ongoing alcohol addiction. Choosing to forgive may also depend on whether you're in a long-standing, committed relationship where it seems worth letting go of minor transgressions. In a newer relationship, you might be tempted to cut ties rather than go through the process of forgiving. While there is no hard rule around any of these factors, for example, people can forgive even large, ongoing harms, it's worth noting that some of our willingness may be due to our own characteristics rather than what happened to us. For example, research has found that people who are more neurotic, meaning they tend to experience the world more negatively and feel more irritable, anxious, and depressed, tend to be less willing to forgive. Our attachment styles also can make a difference in how readily we forgive. If we are more secure in our attachments, meaning we tend to know we are loved and can trust others, we are more apt to forgive our partner when they do something hurtful. In fact, if just one member of a couple is securely attached and therefore more forgiving, It can lead to greater relationship satisfaction, even if the other person is more neurotic or insecurely attached. There are other important barriers to forgiveness, too, says Luskin, like having the emotional resources and time to forgive. You can't rush forgiveness, he says, and trying to do a spiritual bypass where you use spiritual practices superficially in order to avoid truly dealing with difficult emotions is not going to work in the long term. Forgiveness is a process with many, not always, linear steps. So, it's important to take the time for it to be effective. If your emotions are just too intense, perhaps because past trauma is magnifying your reaction to the present situation, you may need to wait before practicing forgiveness for a particular transgression. While forgiveness is always a choice, consulting with a therapist may help you decide what's best for you. Often, a willingness to forgive is influenced by our upbringing or a misunderstanding around the nature of forgiveness. Whatever the case, it can help to talk to someone you trust who has your best interests at heart. How to practice forgiveness. Despite these barriers to forgiveness, there are also strengths that we can cultivate to help us forgive when it's the right thing for us. Being more empathic and compassionate is tied to being more forgiving, says Luskin. So developing these qualities can help us with forgiveness in general. Another skill that matters is being grateful, he says, probably because it helps take the focus off all that's wrong and see what's beyond that. If you have trained your mind to see the good in your partner, you're going to be much more likely to forgive them. And if you find the good in yourself, you're going to be more likely to forgive yourself, he says. That's one of the more robust things in the research, that gratitude presages forgiveness. Once you've made the decision to forgive, it may help to think of it like a skill that gets easier with practice. On our Greater Good in Action website, we outline 9 steps to forgiveness that you can try out yourself. These steps involve things like reflecting on your experience, making a commitment to forgive, changing your perspective, and letting go of rumination. While not aimed at couples specifically, they have been found to help women experiencing marital problems become more satisfied in their relationship. This method has been tested on numerous populations, even including Irish women whose children were murdered during the Troubles. Going through the 9 steps has been found to be helpful in reducing difficult emotions like anger, stress, depression, and anxiety, and increasing a sense of physical health and improving sleep. In ongoing relationships, there are often opportunities to try forgiving smaller transgressions, like a hurtful comment or a missed date night, before tackling larger issues. By learning how to not perseverate on the small things, we can build our forgiveness muscle to prepare for bigger or more challenging hurts and frustrations. Of course, forgiveness might not be the only step to take when there are conflicts in your relationship. You may still need to be assertive and negotiate for changes in your partnership or seek justice. depending on the situation. But forgiving someone can be a good first step, helping you move past reactionary impulses and move forward. Whatever the case, forgiving someone you love is always a potential choice that may benefit you and your relationships. Even if your coupledom ends, forgiving can help you preserve your sense of self and leave you better prepared for whatever comes. And that can help you in life generally, says Luskin. There's suffering everywhere. There's impermanence, and you're going to get old and lose everything, and you need to get used to it, he says. I think cultivating a higher degree of existential forgiveness is a kind of broadening that will help you make peace with your life. About the author. Jill Suddy, Doctor of Psychology, is Greater Good's former book review editor and now serves as a staff writer and contributing editor for the magazine. She received her Doctorate of Psychology from the University of San Francisco in 1998 and was a psychologist in private practice before coming to Greater Good. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you Greater Good magazine. And here's that Greater Good in action practice, 9 steps to forgiveness, a research-backed process for letting go of a grudge. How to do it. Time required. Each person will forgive at their own pace. We suggest that you move through the steps below on what feels helpful to you. How to do it. To start, bring to mind a harm that was done to you that you would like to consider forgiving. Then, do your best to complete the following steps. Number 1. Reflect on your experience. How do you feel about what happened? What about the situation is not okay? Answer these questions in your head as clearly as possible. Then, if you feel comfortable, tell 1 or 2 trusted people about your experience. 2. Make a commitment to yourself to work towards forgiveness. If it's helpful, remember that forgiveness is a way for you to feel better. 3. Understand that forgiveness does not mean trying to make up with the person who harmed you or excusing their actions. In forgiveness, you seek inner peace and understanding that come from blaming other people less. 4. Try to shift your perspective on what happened. Notice that any distress in this moment is coming from the hurt feelings, thoughts, and physical upset you are suffering now, which is not the same as the hurt you felt 2 minutes or 10 years ago. 5. When you feel upset about a past harm, try calming exercises to soothe your body's stress response. This could mean taking deep breaths, taking a walk outside, or doing a mindfulness practice. Do what works best for you. 6. Remember that while you can hope and work hard for health, love, friendship, and prosperity, some things, like other people's feelings and actions, are not in your control. Insisting that things go exactly the way you want can cause you to suffer. Instead, it can help to remember that everyone experiences undeserved pain and loss. 7. Try not to dwell on the hurt you experienced. Redirect your energy into making positive changes in your life that will help you prioritize your own well-being. 8. Look for the love, beauty, and kindness around you. Try to appreciate what you have instead of thinking about what might feel lost. Focusing on your hurt will only give power to the forces behind your pain. And 9, remind yourself that you made the brave choice to forgive. Why you should try it. We all suffer slights, hurts, betrayals, and it's natural to be upset with the people who hurt us, or even sometimes to cut off contact with them. But holding onto a grudge too deeply or for too long can wreak havoc on our mental and physical health. It can elevate stress, increase our blood pressure and heart rate, and even compromise our immune system. Forgiveness entails letting go of resentment or vengeance toward an offender and making peace with what happened so you can move on with your life. It doesn't necessarily mean reconciling with that person. Because forgiveness can be a daunting challenge, Dr. Fred Luskin of Stanford University has designed these 9 steps to walk people through the process of forgiving someone who hurt them. The process of forgiveness takes time and should only be initiated when you feel ready and have had time to grieve the wrong that was done to you. Research suggests that practicing forgiveness can not only strengthen relationships, but also reduce toxic feelings of stress and anger and boost happiness and optimism. For more of the benefits of forgiveness, see the Greater Good Science Center's Forgiveness Definition page. Why it works. By reducing feelings of anger and resentment that are not serving a constructive purpose, the steps described above can help shift a person's mental attention away from ruminating on negative events in their past. This can decrease stress levels and potentially even improve physical health. In addition, these steps encourage people to focus on and appreciate the positives in their lives, such as experiences of receiving kindness and love, an orientation to life that research suggests can increase happiness and improve relationships. Evidence that it works. The original paper on this experiment is titled Effects of a Group Forgiveness Intervention on Forgiveness, Perceived Stress and Trait Anger, a Randomized Trial. This was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, and it says, mostly white college-educated adults who completed Fred Luskin's 6-week forgiveness training, 90 minutes per session, reported lower stress, anger, and hurt than people who didn't undergo the training. They also felt more capable of forgiving and greater optimism immediately after the training and 4 months later. Luskin's training program, called Forgive for Good, teaches the core 9 steps to forgiveness, including taking less personal offense, blaming the offender less, and offering more understanding of the offender and of oneself. Keep in mind, it may be easier to practice 9 steps to forgiveness in certain circumstances. Forgiveness seems to come more easily for unintentional offenses when you receive an apology and an attempt at repair, and with people who are close to you. It is also true that women, older people, and people who are highly educated tend to forgive more in general. The benefits of forgiveness may be less pronounced for people with lower socioeconomic status. The claims that forgiveness is for you and no one else and does not necessarily mean reconciling may not be culturally appropriate for people from non-Western countries, as collectivist cultures tend to prioritize social harmony and reputation over the needs of each individual. To these cultures, reconciliation and relationship maintenance may be an important part of forgiveness. In fact, this attitude may even be an advantage when it comes to doing the hard work of forgiving. You have been listening to Greater Good Magazine, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.